about to listen to?
I don't know. It's like my brain just keeps jacking up.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Okay, here it is, episode 10, and who do we have on the phone? Odin Hooks on the phone. Let me get right into the email that we got just to start it out. We got some more email. We got three emails this time, and one pertains to you, Odin, your little mod ship adventure, which we're going to get to in just a second here. The first email I wanted to talk about, we got from Spetsnaz C4 again, who we're going to call Spets from now on because I can't pronounce it right any other way. He was asking about the show. Last show we were talking about not doing it and maybe just having me talking from the road, talking about, you know, just maybe the things I saw or whatever, just, I don't know, like to document my little trip out there. But Wolf and I were on the phone a couple of days ago talking about this, and I think we can manage to pull the show off with me on the road. I'll just, like, bring my phone with speakerphone with me, and then I can call you guys from wherever the hell I am, and you guys might have to carry most of the news and all that because I'm not going to, you know, be plugged in exactly. What do you guys think about that? Okay. Hooks?
Yeah, man. That sounds good to me.
Speak up.
I'm still in the process of trying to get DSL. I've been going through some shit, man. Let me tell you this much right now. SBC sucks. Okay? Remember how I had DSL up at the lake? I'm sitting there, but in order to get their DSL, you have to buy their modem if you don't already have a modem. So I'm not about to go down to Best Buy and get a modem. So I buy their modem, $150, and they do it in like two installments. So I have internet up there for a year. I moved down here to Reno. I got the same modem that I just bought from SBC. I call SBC to get it all hooked up. They can't do it for 5 days. Like, they can't push a goddamn button. I mean, how hard is that?
What?
Yeah. They can't hook it up for 5 days, and I have to sign a one-year lease because I'm only going to be here for 6 months, but I have to sign a one-year lease in order to get their price up $34.99 to get 1.5 and up to $384 or some shit like that. So I'm like, well, what if I'm going to be here for 6 months? And then they go, well, then you're going to be on a month-to-month where you'll have to pay $49.99. And I'm like, okay, so what if I just do the 1 year and then I cut out at the end of 6 months? They go, we're going to charge you $200. I go, what's the fee for? She goes, for the equipment that, you know, for the modem and everything that we have to give you because it covers us in case you take it. And I go, well, I already have all my shit. So waive this fee. And she goes, we can't. I go, why not? It's no longer a fee to cover your ship because I got my own. So now what is it? You're just going to pocket it? Sir, this isn't what I do. I just try to, and she like starts going on about some stupid shit. And I'm like, what the hell? So then I call Charter. Charter, this guy, right? He hooks me up. He sets me up with DSL. He goes, all I need to do is have your serial number off the back, and I can have you go in like 2 seconds. I'm like, cool. So I go up to the lake. I grab the modem. I bring it down here. I call Charter Communications, right? They don't have DSL. All they have is cable. So this fucker put that shit on my bill, told me I was set up, so I called, you know, and I don't get nothing.
Well, you should have known that Charter was cable only.
But the dude should have said something. I was hitting the pipe. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, I understand. That's pretty messed up, though. That's quite a little shit. So you still have nothing right now?
Then I called Great Basin. Great Basin doesn't have anything close to as fast as everybody else does. I called a bunch of no-name companies, and either they don't carry DSL, or the DSL isn't in my area. I'm like, how can I not be in my area? I live downtown, you jackass.
Damn. So you still don't have anything right now?
Oh, man, I am sitting in a creek without a paddle, basically.
That fucking sucks, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
Here's my question, dude. Since you're like all computer tech and shit, I've got my modem all hooked up. If I try to like hop online, is it gonna do anything?
No, it won't do anything at all. Cause you've got to log into their servers with a name and a password, and they've got to have your line, the actual line, set up for that.
What if I was to, like, can I access my parents' from here?
I'm not so sure about that actually, because when they do, what the occasional time I've had to call SBC, they've had to like. I mean, like, it's like this specific line. It's like they know where I'm at and what I'm doing and everything. It's fucking crazy. I think it's more the modem, though.
It's routed directly to the phone line that hooks up to the modem. You can't just, like, I couldn't just log into a line that wasn't hooked up to, you know, that wasn't hooked up to DSL and expect to get through. They specifically tap in certain lines into the router.
Dude, you sound like a couple of the guys I was talking to.
Who are you talking to?
The dudes at SBC and Charter and Moondog and Great Basin and Net Zero.
I'll tell you right now, you probably have much easier time just going with cable.
Cable's so slow. I live downtown Reno. Do you realize how many people live in this little tiny area?
Dude, just go ahead and get cable, dude. It'll probably be worth it.
But what about the modem that I already have?
Sell it on eBay.
I have paperwave.
Paperwave?
Yeah. Do I have papers? Gotta hold them down?
Oh, paperwave. Oh.
Yeah, paperwave.
Well, all
right. The modem is always good, right? So, like, when I move to Vegas, I can use it there, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. A lot of the times, I mean, they keep switching around the hardware they use, and they want you to use a new modem. You're just better off, you know, going with whatever hardware they give you and just sticking with that because it's going to work, and, you don't have to mess with it. The thing is, in Vegas, you're not going to have the same problems you had up there. The reason you have so many problems up there is because of the lack of competition. I'm down in San Diego. When I signed up for DSL, they said no contract. They said $35 a month, and they gave me a modem right off the bat. And there was no contract. I could quit the next month and keep the modem.
Damn.
Yeah. And that's just the way they set it up. It's just because there's a lot of competition down here, and there's a lot of companies offering broadband down here. You go to Vegas, it's going to be the exact same story.
I'm not going to have Reno.
And you got to take whatever you can get and just be happy you got it because it's something. It's better than dialing.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, go on with your boring shit.
You could...
Oh, you were talking about email for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to hear shit about me. Ego boost, damn it.
I got an email. I want to hear about it.
Okay, on episode 9, well, goddammit, we didn't even finish the first one. The whole thing of it was, is I think we can do the show with me on the road still, and if I call in, so we'll have to figure something out then, but just so you know, I mean, I don't want to quit doing this. I do not. And on top of doing this, I think I'm still going to try to do something where it's just me talking about fucking whatever, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, don't write us off yet, okay? I'm going to try to keep this going even while I'm out there, and then definitely when I get back, I'm going to keep it going wherever I wind up. Now, I got an email from Addicted to Pain about your mod ship thing. He, on the episode 9, the last show, right, you probably didn't listen to it, but I mentioned, you know, about your PlayStation fiasco, and I didn't really tell the whole story, so why don't you go ahead and, fill everybody in with what happened.
Okay. Somehow got into my head that it was a good idea to mod my PlayStation 2 myself, and I didn't realize what I was getting into. So I ordered a mod chip, and it was a Magic 3.1 chip, I believe, and there was a Magic Click Kit that I ordered as well. It cost another, I think, $20. And then I started taking apart my PlayStation 2 to solder the connections onto it, and actually it looked pretty good when I got done with it. The only thing was, on the last two connections, I screwed up, and there was this, it would look like a CPU chip, with, you know, those pins that are really, really, really close together, and I accidentally soldered across five of them. So I connected five lines together, and then I took a razor blade, and I was trying to cut between them to disconnect the connections, and I sliced three of the wires.
Oh, damn.
All I get now is a test screen, and I did try to boot it up after that. I was admiring my work later, and considering how small a space you have to solder, and I was actually impressed how well I did. But it took me hours to do it. It was not fun, and I ended up destroying PlayStation 2 out of it. So I'm just going to say this. If you're using, I mean, there's a lot of different mod chips out there. Some are solder-free, and if it's solder-free, yeah, go for it. You're probably going to have to cut away the pieces of the metal and plastic and whatever your console is, because they don't design these things to be modded. They design, you know, they put a metal plate, a huge heatsink, that spans over the entire backside of the board where you need to put the mod chip. And there's no breathing room in there. You have to literally cut out a chunk of the metal in order just to stick the mod chip in it. And so I'd recommend to anyone that they buy it pre-modded. If you're going to mod it yourself, try to get a solder-free one, and unless you're a whiz-bang at soldering, don't even try to solder one in. It's quite a joke. All I get now is a test screen. It's pretty sad looking.
Now you put your PlayStation on eBay, huh?
I did, and eBay pulled it the next day.
That's what I thought, because I went back to go look to see how high it was, and it was gone. Now, let me ask you, okay, you said you were pretty happy with your work other than that fucking up to that one point. I cannot fathom why you did not just cut the chip free and buy another PlayStation and try to mod that one.
Because I feared that I would destroy another piece of it. It was 3 hours of nerve-wracking stress trying to solder this thing together, because I was constantly constantly soldering links together and then taking out my flux and trying to suck it up, to disconnect all the damage I've done. I screwed up so many times. I fixed most of them. I mean, almost all of them I could fix except for that one link, and there's no way I could fix that.
Well, what happened if you used super glue?
It wouldn't work. they should have some sort of... I'm surprised they don't have, a conductive glue you can buy, but...
Okay, Hooks, you gotta speak up. I don't know what it is, but shove that phone halfway down your throat. It's real quiet today.
All right, I'll work on it.
Hey, that's much better. That's much better.
Okay.
Okay, I got that email from Addicted to Pain, and he gave us this website. It's www.xbackups.com, and they sell some pre-modded shit. So after your little incident, I think it might be good to go try, for a buying one pre-modded.
Yeah, I bought an Xbox, and if I ever buy another PlayStation 2, it will be pre-modded.
Dude, the Xbox is the shit.
Okay, we're going to get into that in a little bit, though. I actually got that set up, so let's not jump ahead here. This is the most prepared I have ever been for a show. You should really see these notes. And I'm going to try to keep us a little bit more focused, okay?
Hey, I'm at that pre-modded Xbox site, X Backup site, and it's only Xbox consoles.
Oh, is it just Xbox consoles?
They sell pre-modded Xbox consoles, but they don't sell PlayStation 2.
There's a couple different... Yeah, well, we saw a few places that do sell modded PS2s, so it's not like that's the only place out there.
You can select what size hard drive you want. So you can say, okay, I want to keep the original hard drive, or I want to add an 80 gig hard drive into it, or a 120 gig hard drive. For those that don't know, the Xbox comes with an 8 gig hard drive by default, which is small if you plan to do any serious stuff like install Linux on it.
That's plenty big for Linux, dude. Fuck, I've shoehorned it into a couple megs, I swear to God. The problem comes is when those guys are pirating the games and they're installed onto the system itself.
Yeah, the only catch is, you can't get on live with this.
Yeah, unless you can switch off the chip somehow and probably keep the unmodded hard drive, keep the original hard drive.
Yeah, because it verifies the BIOS, the entire BIOS. It actually transmits the whole thing over and verifies it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I like that idea. Because there's no cheaters on Xbox Live, which is what I really like about it.
Oh, I do appreciate that, even though I'm not on Xbox Live. I just appreciate the concept of it.
So, let's get to the third email here. This is from Modem Tuh, and he pointed it out to me, even though I'm sure we all heard anyway, about American Greetings and Penny Arcade's little Strawberry Shortcake comic. I'm sure you saw that. I didn't figure Hooks, you saw it. I figured you didn't see it, but I know Ode saw that.
Oh, yeah, the one where she was whipping a girl's ass?
Yeah.
It was actually the only Penny Arcade comic you could beat off to. It was kind of good.
Okay, Hooks, there was a... You know who Penny Arcade is, right? They do comic strips, a couple times a week based on games, right?
Okay,
and they did this one comic where they were making fun of, American McGee's Alice, and he's doing a Wizard of Oz game, and then they made a Strawberry Shortcake one where she's dressed up like a dominatrix whipping some chick. It was pretty awesome, but the thing of it was that the company that owns the rights to Strawberry Shortcake, that would be American Greetings, they didn't like that very much, and they had him pull the comic, and, it got really blown out of proportion.
That's too bad, because people, all they were really trying to do is make a joke.
Exactly.
And they were only taking the thought of that person. They weren't taking the character itself. They were just taking the thought of, Strawberry Shortcake.
Well, it's created this huge thing. This gigantic movement to, fuck American Greetings. People are saying they're not going to buy Mother's Day cards from them, and there's petitions now online. There's websites. Tons of places are mirroring the file. I have it. I got it, of course, just to hang on to it for whatever reason.
I've never even heard of this holiday greeting. The only one I know is Hallmark. And that's because they have commercials. Other than that, I've never even heard of anything else.
Well, if you see American Greetings just for whatever sake, don't buy it.
Yeah, screw it. You know, I mean, they're going to mess with us. Fine, we'll mess with them. I mean, I really don't know what to say. I mean, it's just like, it's so ridiculous. I don't even know what to do. You know, I'm like, okay, well, this is stupid. And you guys are threatening legal action because of a parody, you know, of your intellectual property. What kind of bullshit is that? I mean, come on.
You know, when Barbie Girl, the song by Aqua?
Yeah.
When that came out, Mattel sued them.
Oh, wow.
And they did. It was thrown out of court because they said it was just a parody. So if Penny Arcade was to take this to court, odds are they would win.
Yeah, probably. Oh, I'm sure they would. I think they just don't want to deal with it, though.
It costs so much in court fees. Exactly. They don't want to deal with it. Yeah.
So anyway, that's some fucking bullshit. I found I heard about a new gaming, news clearinghouse for all things games. Check, this is really cool. It's gonna make my life a lot easier. It's, spy.g-spotting.net. And I mean, it looks like it just crawls around and grabs the news for everything and posts it on this site. And it's really cool. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there now. Might make it a little bit easier trying to find, you know, news on gaming if you only have to go to one place for all the news rather than crawling around about 25 different sites. You gotta speak up. You're hella quiet.
I don't know what else to do.
That's fine, right there.
Hey, first article they have on there is Frozen Throne.
Is it?
Yep, updated beta impressions for Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne.
And it's a...
Previews for PC at GameSpot. I recommend you check it out. I'm having a lot of fun with The Frozen Throne, even though I'm not officially in the beta.
Yeah, none of us are, but we're still enjoying playing it every so often. I don't play it a lot. I know you've been playing it since you were able to.
Yeah, it's really... I have to say, Blizzard did a really good job. It's the same difference that you saw between Brood War and the first StarCraft, where it was night and day. It was a different game. And they did a lot of good things. They made a lot of good changes. It's well done.
Yeah, that's cool. I can't wait to see how it turns out when they're finally done with the beta, though. Here's some other good news, and I know Hooks is going to appreciate this one. Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City are coming to the Xbox and GameCube in 2004.
Oh, it is about time.
Sony has exclusive rights to those games for their console for now. So once that runs out in 2004, then we're going to get it on... This is according to a story I saw over at Yahoo today, and it says... at the very bottom, the last thing it says is that Sony's exclusivity runs out in 2004, and that's when they're gonna release another GTA game for the PlayStation 2 then, and then just after that, I guess it's at a month, we're gonna see Grand Theft Auto 3 and or Vice City for Xbox and GameCube.
Oh, that'll be nice. I can't wait. Well, wait a second. You just said that they're gonna be releasing a new one for the PlayStation 2, and then release the old ones for the Xbox?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, at least we still get some.
Yeah. I'll go buy another PlayStation 2.
You think you will for that one game?
It was fun. And you don't see that many good games anymore, really.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm going to wait till the... I have a PlayStation 2, and I did not... I still haven't played Vice City. I've seen it played. I've seen video of it being played. It's not my... I mean, it's not that great, I don't think. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 3 was good on the computer. I had a lot of fun with it. Got very bored with it very quick. So I didn't go ahead and get all hyped up over Vice City. Now, Vice City for the PC should be coming out really soon, actually, and I've seen screenshots of it, and they're way superior than the PlayStation 2.
Wow. Something else I wanted to bring up. I don't know if this is the time you want to bring this up or not, but PlayStation 2 is lowering their price to match that of the Xbox now. The Xbox lowered the price to $150, and PlayStation 2 is dropping theirs as well.
Where?
What?
Really? I didn't see that. It seemed like they're still all $200 everywhere.
It's not happened yet, but it's going to happen soon. They just announced that they're going to do it. So they're going to be... Yeah, the GameCube is dropping to $100.
No shit.
But you hear that, people? Save your food stamps just a little bit longer, and you'll get your shit for free.
I can't believe it.
At that rate, I mean, I don't know. You think hardware advances to the point where, you know, the components they make these things out of are getting cheaper. You know, now they might be making a profit at $150, where before at $250 they were losing money.
Yeah, that's possible, but that's crazy. That just seems very low for consoles that are still pretty young in their life, you know? I mean, the GameCube and the Xbox have been out for how long? Like a year and 6 months?
Longer than that, Turbo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I got games that are 2002.
Uh-huh, and what year is it?
Shut up.
I didn't think they were... I thought it was released, both of those. What the hell? I thought they came out in November of...
2001, right? Yeah, because that's the year I got it. For
first. Uh-huh, and using a little math... That's 2002 in November is a year, and then you add 6 months onto it, and we've got about April, May of 2003, right?
Okay, we're going to kick in and choke on a cock.
Okay, that's what I thought. Fucking, you two idiots gotta bust out your calculators or something. I noticed you said something about on your comic too, Ode, about the how old the consoles were, and I almost said something to you about it, and then I just forgot about, cause you, I think you said that one had been out for like a year, and one was for two, and the PlayStation had been out for three or something. Whatever you said, it didn't sound right to me.
Well, it's close. I mean, a year and a half to 2 years is not a huge difference.
Oh, is that what you said, 2 years? Oh, I thought, nah, I don't remember exactly what it said, but anyway.
Had a year on the Xbox, right? It's something like that, yeah.
It's a year and a half for the Xbox and GameCube. Didn't they come out within like 3 days of each other?
Yeah, I think they were pushing their dates back so that they could beat each other.
You know what I think? I think neither of you know, and you're just fucking with me.
I think you're probably right.
I'm pretty sure I am. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, you know what? If you guys want to check out some of the screenshots of Vice City for the computer, it's still on the front page. It's like the fifth or sixth story down. It's insidegamer.nl. If you want to see some of those awesome high-res shots, I mean, it looks really good. I hope they keep all the music and all that shit, too.
Next time I'm at the library, I'll be sure to check that out.
Damn, you poor pathetic bastard. Anyway, and now, oh, okay, you guys remember, well, I know Hooks doesn't, but I know Ode does. You remember Solar Realms and Legend of the Red Dragon?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, huh? That took up the bulk of our career through high school.
I remember being there, you know, sitting there as a little kid trying to get up to the Red Dragon again.
Yep, wait until midnight so you would get more turns to play, you know? God, I love that shit.
Yeah, so 12 o'clock, you got to play your turns again.
You remember a couple, well, maybe it was like 2 years ago now, Wolf and I started playing that game Utopia and Earth 2025 over at games.swerve.com. Do you remember those?
No.
Earth 2025 is a lot like Baron Realms Elite. It's a lot like that where you've got this, you know, it's the same thing. You control your little empire. You have to worry about, you know, making sure that everybody's got food and keeping the taxes down and having population, you know, and shit like that. And you got to keep up your army and stuff. I mean, it's just like SRE and BRE, right? So anyway, I just saw this morning, right when I woke up. There's a Solar Realms Elite type game, and I think it's called Promisance. And it's QMT.ATH.CX. And these are the perfect games to play while you're at work. Okay, I mean, because you don't have, you know, your Odyssey sound cards in there and your fucking 3 gigahertz Pentium 4s with a gig of RAM and the fucking GeForce 5s and shit. I mean, you know, you don't have the hardware you have at work at home. And these are perfect because they take time and concentration and they're text.
All of them?
Well...
Yeah, that's the best. Looks like work played like a game.
Yeah, totally does, totally does. But back in the day, Hooks, we didn't have all this flashy graphics and shit, and the only thing we had online, we had, like, real fucking, you know, slow connections to another person's computer. There was no internet, and it was, they called them BBSs, right? You go there and you could talk to other people and download a bunch of crap, and they had games. They were called door games, and, I mean, it was just text, and it was all, you know, words. You just had to read your way through it and use your imagination, something a lot of people don't do anymore.
Kind of like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, but except for on a computer. In Dungeons and Dragons, you're talking.
Oh, Lord.
So, anyway, there's also, and you might even start playing this again, Ode, there's a game like Legend of the Red Dragon. It's called Legend of the Green Dragon, and it's at LO... Yeah, I know. It's lotgd.sourceforge.net.
That's going to be my next license plate, Green Dragon.
Green Dragon?
Yeah. What was the guy's name? Seth? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember his name. Seth something.
Robinson?
Yeah. That, I think he's still making games. I mean,
yeah. He does. I remember seeing, crap, I can't remember what the website is. It's like Seth Labs or Seth Soft or something, probably. And, he made one game that was supposed to be really good, too. I think it's Dink Smallwood or something. I remember hearing about it in some magazine somewhere.
Dink Smallwood? Smallwood was just for us now adults who are looking for nostalgia of our childhood, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't even think he sells the games. I think they're all free.
Yeah, I got the figures here. The GameCube was released on the 5th of November 2001. The Xbox was released on November 15th, 2001. And the PlayStation 2 was released in November of 2000.
Exactly what I said, huh?
Dude, that guy's name is Dink Smallwood.
Dink, with a D. Like dumbass.
Dink Smallwood? I like having the last name Smallwood. If they told you to put your last name first and your first name last.
I'm sure it's a cool... I think it's like a little adventure kind of role-playing game. I don't know. I never played it. I just remember hearing about it. But, yeah, he's the guy that did the Lord, right? I guess so, huh? Anyway, it might be kind of cool to check these out, especially when you're at work and you've got some kind of low-speed connection and some shitty end hardware, you know? So, you know what else I saw? I don't know if you guys keep an eye out for games that we're never going to play. It does seem a little bit useless to waste time on it, but I always find myself reading about games that we're never going to play over here in the States. I found this game. It's called Venus and Braves, and it looks incredible. It's not coming to the United States. It's, you know, Namco? They made, like, half the games that we have, probably.
Right.
It's coming out for the PlayStation 2, and it's got the anime look to it, you know? It's a role-playing game. It looks fucking incredible. I've only seen, like, 4 or 5 screenshots of it. I haven't gone poking around for videos or anything yet. The fighting system uses a strategy RPG hybrid. Wasn't that game Ogre Tactics or Ogre Battle, something like that? Didn't they do that too? I don't know. Anyway, it's really cool. I mean, the game just looks incredible. If it's like that style of fighting, it's plenty fine for a game. I mean, I really enjoy that style. A little bit better than, like, you know what I noticed about Xenosaga when I was playing the other day? There's not a whole lot of animation to the battles. Sure, there's all, like, 5 minutes of video, you know, when you're shooting spells and what. No, it's not that bad. It's not like Final Fantasy. But, you know, you still have all your neat spell effects. But when you do, like, a physical attack, you walk right up on the guy, and you start fighting him, he just stands there while you punch him a couple times. You know, and, like, maybe he'll go, ugh, and get knocked back, and then he's standing right where he was before. They need to fix that shit in role-playing games, I think.
Well, I think the fighting system in Dark Cloud is something that all the role-playing games should adopt. There's no reason why we can't have a more action/turn-based feel to it. There's no reason, I mean, because, you know, running around killing spiders should have some degree of fun to it. Rather than just sitting there going, you know, the only times you have fun in those RPGs is when you're fighting something that's truly worthy, and then you're sitting there going, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to kill him on this round, and I'm going to have that guy, like, retreat, and that guy's going to defend, and then that guy's going to cast a spell. Yeah, that guy's going to cast a spell. And you end up working your routine like that all the time. Instead, a game like Dark Cloud, you run around and just be like, oh, I'm just going to smack him with my wrench. And that has a much better appeal to it.
Yeah, I think in certain situations it does, because I've been playing Final Fantasy 1, Final Fantasy on Final Fantasy Origins the last couple days, and it's weird. It's nice to be able to put the controller down and go grab something to drink real quick or do whatever I got to do and then have to not worry about the battle, you know, continuing on without me, you know, and it's nice to get a little system down, because I know Wolf does that. He'll sit there and he'll play a role-playing game, and he gets his combat down to where he can win, you know, any fight with any regular creatures in X amount of rounds and lose, you know, nothing, because he sets it up just right. That's part of the appeal for these. I do like that more action style, where, like, Dark Cloud and Zelda too. That is a lot of fun. But if they just showed a little bit more animation when they were in the fights, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Fighting. 9 times out of 10, fighting is the dullest part of those RPGs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It gets so old sometimes, walking around doing jack shit just to build levels and get money and stuff. And
yeah, if they would just revamp the fight. There's no reason, like Zelda, I loved running around slashing people up in Zelda. It was fun. There's no reason they can't have something like that in every RPG out there. Or Secret of Mana. Now, there was a good game.
Oh, fuck, yeah, that was one of the best games I've ever played. Yep, shit. I love that damn game. I wish they need to do another remake for that and put that on the PlayStation 2, man. That game was incredible.
Oh, damn. Okay, check this out, right? I'm watching the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants game, right?
Uh-huh.
Barry Bonds got beamed, like, earlier in the game, and he got all pissed off and did this little dance. Well, he just got hit again, like, on the inside of his leg, almost like they were going for his manhood. And now he's all bouncing around and giving the pitcher a dirty look. That's crazy shit. The Giants and Cubs game. He just got...
No, what video game?
Oh, no, this is on ESPN right now.
exactly what his point is. Why aren't you fucking paying attention?
I'm paying attention. I'm just, you know, I got it on mute.
I swear to God.
I just, you know, for the sports nuts out there. That's all.
Then do a show about sports.
All right, carry on.
So anyway, this game, it's single player. It's got online, it features online battles too. I mean, I was getting really excited reading all about this, and at the end of the article, it's like, bam, it's not coming out in the U.S. They've got like 50 or so units, I think more than 50 units in the game, and you can play online and fight against other people. I'm not sure if it's just like a party of 5 or 10, or I guess probably like 5 or 6 of their characters, or like an army battle. That'd be kind of neat, you know. I'm not quite sure how that's set up, because the article didn't really say, it just said online battles. But why the fuck can't we play this game in the United States?
You know what we have to do now?
Fucking get modded PlayStations.
Learn Japanese.
Yeah, definitely, but unfortunately, I don't think it's that easy.
Oh, come on, how hard could it be? You know, you just learn a few words, you know, we got Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, which means something. We got,
I think that's how are you.
No, Domo Arigato means thank you very much.
Oh.
That's Chinese? No, that's Japanese. Li hao. That's Chinese.
So let me ask you guys this then, and Hooks, I don't know if you want to answer or if you're too spaced out on TV or if you even care.
Circle on one.
What do you think that Microsoft and Nintendo need to do to regain market share? Both companies are getting their asses kicked by Sony right now.
Well, the first thing they should do is lower their game prices from $50-some-odd to like $30. How hard is it to burn something onto a CD?
Yeah, it doesn't cost them a lot to make that. It's the development of the game.
But look, they'll end up making the money back, but Sony charges the same prices. That's why I'm saying they're going to make more money, and they'll undercut them because they'll be selling their games for cheaper. Okay.
Do you know that when the Dreamcast games were down to like $10, I still saw them on shelves for months after the Dreamcast was dead?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you think that the only problem with Microsoft and Nintendo is that their games are $50, just like Sony's?
No, God no, the quality of the game.
Oh, okay, now you're understanding the question. Turn off the damn TV.
Not on, turd smoker.
I'm calling you at like 4 o'clock in the morning next time we do the show so that there's nothing on to watch.
Fine. Yeah, you'll be in great shape.
Hoops, is that it?
Well, yeah. You're going to be mean.
Oh, fucking suck a dick, come on.
Alright.
We love you long time.
Yeah, dude, that was it. I was just saying, you know, the fact that their games, they're lacking in what Oz was saying. There has not been a whole lot of really good games come out lately. I mean, for the most part, you know, I like most of the games that are about sports and war. So, as far as the war game goes, I'm satisfied. And as far as the sports games go, they're going to come out every season. Every time there's a new season in a sport, I'm going to get a new game.
So you're all set, but there's nothing you think else they can do to try to, like, you know, take a little bit from Sony? Because sports games and war games aren't, you know, everything.
Yeah, they need to get a hold of 989.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Well, they need to do something. Well, Monica Lewinsky, tell her to go over there and hang out for a while.
Well, what do you think, Ode?
It's basically the same thing as the quality of the games. You look at Sony, you look at Microsoft, you look at Nintendo, all the exclusive titles for Nintendo. Because you got to look, you're trying to decide on what console to buy. The only reason you would get an Xbox is if there was a game you could only play on the Xbox. Now, what can you only play on the Xbox?
Halo's...
Ghost Recon.
No, you fuckwad. They got Ghost Recon on the PC and on the fucking PlayStation 2.
You got jack shit. There's nothing else going on. There's really nothing else going on. You look on the PlayStation 2, and there's tons of exclusive titles. Suikoden, Xeno Saga, Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto 3 Vice City. The list goes on. There's, you know, Tenchu, Wrath of whatever. You know, a lot of that's getting great reviews. I haven't played the game yet.
I tried the demo, man. I couldn't fucking stand that game.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. I've heard mixed things about it. But anyway, you look at it, it's a title that they have exclusively. You know, it's not on the Xbox. Just the fact that they're dominating so much in titles by companies who are getting exclusive rights with Sony,
who are not even, who are not owned by Sony. I kind of like lost myself there, but like for example, Nintendo has a lot of great games, but they're all made by Nintendo. Microsoft has a couple of great games that are exclusive, but they're made by companies owned by Microsoft.
Now, they're now owned by Microsoft.
Exactly. You know, Rare for $350 million. How much did they pay for Bungie?
I don't know.
It was probably some obscene amount of money that we couldn't even envision.
Probably.
Now, it's when you actually get to the point where companies are making exclusive games for you that kick ass, that's when you really start to get the edge in the market. When, so like, if Blizzard was to come out and say, okay, Ghost is only going to come out for the Xbox, I would, you know, I already have an Xbox, but if I didn't have an Xbox, I'd go out and buy one. If there was a good title that was coming out exclusively for the Xbox.
So,
I mean, you can sit there and argue hardware all you want. The differences in hardware are not that severe. You're not going to, yeah, graphics are going to be better on an Xbox, they're going to be better on a GameCube than on a PlayStation 2, but it's not going to be night and day. It's going to be 5% better. It's going to be 10% better, maybe at the most.
So, GameCube has pretty good graphics then?
Yeah, shit, I think they look better than most of the PlayStation 2 games I've seen.
It's quite a console, actually. For $100, I'd say it's a great deal.
Totally.
No games for it.
Dude, if that thing goes down to $100, and if they release a Mario Kart, I'm sold.
Oh, me too. I'd buy that, because that's a good party game. I'd like to play Zelda.
Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, me too. Damn it, that's all I want to play, really. But I gotta have Mario Kart.
I got the article right here. They're saying they're dropping the prices, so...
Okay.
Yeah, console prices drop.
Might be time to pick up the GameCube then when I get back.
Yeah.
Play me a little Zelda. Okay, so I was thinking about this, though. And by the way, I don't know what it was. This question has been on my mind for a couple of days now. And I thought we needed to structure the show a little better. Maybe just have another, you know, a few sections that people actually look forward to hearing. And I thought maybe like a question of the week kind of thing might be a good idea. Like this, like where, you know, we have to, you know, just talk about something that we, you know, think about the industry or a particular game or whatever. So I'm going to see if we can't keep this going. But what I was thinking about the Xbox, I mean, they have the hardware. I mean, they've got everybody else beat. They have the money to back any fucking little project they want to do. I mean, they, you know, it's Microsoft. They could wipe their asses with $100 bills and it's not going to faze them, okay? Maybe, okay, now they have been taking quite a few chances, but maybe it's time to take it to another level. These ridiculous chances they're taking. I mean, they took a big chance releasing the system at all, as a matter of fact, I think. You know, and then to roll out the first, in my opinion, good broadband solution for console gaming. The hardware's not winning it for them, and they can't change that now. You know, it's not like we can get, like, an upgraded Xbox that's going to play better games. You know, they wouldn't split it like that, of course. Do you guys remember NEC and the TurboGrafx-16, the Turbo Duo?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, okay, those systems right now, I mean, if you look for some of the games on eBay, they're going for quite a bit of money if you get especially, like, a really nice condition or a brand-new Turbo Duo. I mean, it's like a prestigious system to own for many of the hardcore gamers, and it's because of the awesome games they had. And, you know, it was kind of an obscure system even when it was, you know, out, and it was, you know, still being marketed and everything. They had the bomb role-playing games, some fantastic adventure games, and then they had some cool stuff like side-scrolling platformers and adventure games like Bonk's Adventure and stuff, right? Now, they didn't do so good, but I think it saved their system enough. I mean, you know, it obviously did not win against the Nintendo and the Genesis, but it's today, like, that system is still dear to me because of the incredible role-playing games they had, and it was just like, a lot of stuff was really animated out, and I was really into that, so.
Right, but now, let's just say you were able to get one of those consoles, or you still have one today, where would somebody actually get games other than the internet? I'm saying store-wise, do you know of any stores that carry games consoles that are that old?
Yeah, there's some specialty shops that do.
Oh.
I mean, you're not going to go find that crap down at Best Buy or CompUSA or whatever, but, you know, if you go to, like, you know, Jim and Bob's Game House, you know, or whatever, they still have it. And you can, you know, all over the internet, you can buy games, and you can, I mean, there's still, and eBay, you know, there's still a lot of auctions.
Yeah, people don't really buy those consoles because they're looking to play the hottest games out there. You know, you're going to buy a newer console if that's the case.
This is more of a specialty market. This is more of a collector's market if you're going to buy something like a TurboGrafx.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot to be said for nostalgia, too, you know?
Yeah. But at the same, get this, the TurboGrafx 16 was the first console to have a CD.
Yeah, and it did it fantastic. Some of the games they had out for that were incredible.
Wait a minute. That was like the thing better than the Sega, and you could hook it up to each other, right?
It wasn't made by Sega. It had nothing to do with Sega.
Sega had a CD that was the Sega CD, but that came out after the TurboGrafx 16.
So, yeah.
The TurboGrafx 16 was actually wildly popular in Japan, but when it came to America, it just couldn't get speed. A lot of it came from the fact that even though they had some great games, just like the GameCube, they didn't have enough quantity of good games.
See, now you're starting to see where I've been going with this. The TurboGrafx 16 was very popular, or not here, but what if, let's just say, Microsoft went out and bought the intellectual property rights from NEC for, like, well, or whoever, whatever company made those games, for half of those games that they made. Like, think about Bonk's Adventure and Dragon Slayer and Dungeon Explorer, whatever companies made those games. You know, and they had kind of it is more of a niche market, and they'd really be taking a chance. But you think that might increase their sales in Japan?
Yes, but at the same time, I have to say that Microsoft is not that good about reading what people want, before they want it. Microsoft is not about innovation. They're about renovation. That's just the way they work. They're not going to sit there and say, let's take a chance on something that we don't have an idea on. They're not going out and hiring teams of brilliant people to put together games. They're going out and hiring companies that are already established. Companies like Bungie and Rare are very well-established companies. They purchased it for that reason. They said it's something that works, so we're going to buy it.
I understand that. I'm just saying. I mean, obviously, none of this is going to happen. But this is, you know, hypothetical, you know. What if? I mean, this is my solution. This is what I think that Microsoft needs to do. Along with, they seriously need to utilize the power of Xbox Live a lot better. Why are we seeing all these games that are coming out still with no online capability at all? I mean, we're getting fighting games still. Even after Capcom versus SNK 2 EO, that do not have live capabilities. Why?
Exactly. Well, I'll bet a lot of it is they don't have all their bugs worked out of it. Because that lags sometimes.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, just put it into, you know, bug testing a little bit longer. You know, it's got to run through quality assurance and just... I mean, it's not that bad. It's not like it's going to add, like, 10 years onto the, you know, development time of the game. And if they start adding live support in from the beginning, you know, or at least relative beginning, once they get something that's somewhat playable, the beta testers can work the bugs out themselves then, you know? I mean, we've got an amazing system here with Xbox Live. And unfortunately, I'm willing to bet that not that many people are going to renew their live subscription. At this point in time, as much as I enjoy playing Capcom versus SNK2 online, there's got to be more for me out there. So I can see me not paying for it again. I can see me not doing it for another year. But if they had something like, downloadable content for almost every game. I mean, now there's only, I'd say, at best 50 games out there that have some kind of live feature, whether it's full online playability or just downloadable content. There's not that many compared to the amount of games out there. But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to be playing a role-playing game and they give you a few special items maybe like every 2 months or something, or an extra quest, side story, or a whole new island to explore?
All right. I have two reasons why that wouldn't work. They'd lose money. Well, first of all, not really a reason why it wouldn't work. It's just a personal preference. I'm against that because that's PCs. If you might as well make games for the PC if you're going to get to that point. I think there needs to be a distinction between consoles and PCs when it comes to games. If you're going to make a game for the console, make it a console game where it's a complete all-inclusive, bug-free atmosphere because it was designed for a target system that will run perfectly, won't need patching, and you get what you buy. It needs to keep that, even though that's not entirely true, even though that's a myth, it needs to keep as close to that as it can. While PCs have the patchability, the flexibility, and that, you know, the freedom that you get with a PC. Trying to merge those together, I think, is a mistake from the beginning.
Well, it's happening, whether or not we want it to.
Yeah. But I agree with you on the live. They just need a lot more online games. Most of the games out there don't even support System Link. I was looking at first-person shooter games in Blockbuster the other day for the Xbox, and look at the back, they don't have Link support or Xbox Live support.
That's weak. That is weak. I mean, why don't we have Hooks? Why don't we have NASCAR Thunder 2003 on live?
I have no idea, because it seems like that would be like the perfect game.
Isn't it though?
They've got Gran Turismo or whatever one of those other race car games online.
See, well, I mean, they got some, but they don't have enough. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, they've got this technology, which is incredible. It should allow us all to sit on our fat asses and race against each other anywhere in the world and against people that we don't even know, you know?
Because I put them in the wall, they know they're going to try to pass me.
I know, I tried racing you in that game. But, I mean, come on, just give us the fucking games. You know, give us the technology. They sell us this product for $50, and a headset, and the ability to connect to their network, and it's like, I only have two games that do anything with it. Capcom vs. SNK2, I can fight against people online, and Toe Jam and Earl 3, I got all the downloadable content they had. I got like two levels and three extra guys. And that was cool. I mean, I think it'd be just incredible to play a role-playing game, and then maybe 6 months after playing it, they release like another dungeon or something, or a whole other island, or maybe they add like a whole quest for a special item, maybe even just a couple of months before like the sequel to that role-playing game comes out. Something to keep our interest going, you know?
Right.
Use that power of Xbox Live. We just don't have it. And for the GameCube, I was thinking about this too. They've got to get over their proprietary games. They just got to get over it. I mean, they've got to either crank out a ton of them, or they got to just, you know, focus on getting some really good third-party developers out there.
Well, you're a third-party developer. Are you going to go for the company that has 70% of market share, or the company that has 14% of market share?
Well, obviously, but they could offer it to make it cheaper for them to make a game. I mean, there's ways to get other companies to make games, you know, for your system.
What could you offer a company? There's really nothing you could offer it. I'm a company that I'm Rockstar. I'm about to make Grand Theft Auto 3. I'm sitting there saying, okay, I'm going to invest $25 million into making this video game, and I hope it comes back with a lot of money. You know what? I've heard about the GameCube. It's this brand new system that's coming out that nobody has. Why not release it for that? Oh, but Nintendo said they'll give me free licensing.
I don't know.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they don't have a whole lot to offer other than, I mean, See, now, that's two ways to go. They could do that. They could go try to get the third-party developers. I don't know how they do it. I'm not a marketing guy for Nintendo, unfortunately. You know, I have a shitty job. And so, or they need to really push those proprietary games. You know, look at it. We get, like, one Mario, one Zelda, a Mario Kart, and a fighting game. You know, like Super Smash Brothers or some shit. One of them on a console, right? That's it. Like, look on the Super Nintendo. What did we have? We had one of the best Zelda games ever created. Link to the Past. That was it. That was the only Zelda game we got. We had Mario World on that thing. That was it. They're Nintendo. They're fucking huge. I mean, they're probably the number one, Sony might be number one now, name in video games. So, if they can't get the third-party developers, stop making one fucking game using your awesome licenses. You know, your awesome proprietary stuff. And make a couple of them. I'd love to play two or three different Mario games on a GameCube, or two or three different really good Zelda games. On the Nintendo 64, they had two, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, and I thought they were a little bit, I mean, they were just too much the same, you know, using the exact same engine, you know, with a few tweaks and stuff. I mean, it just didn't really do it for me, and I didn't really like Ocarina of Time either, but it would have been nice to have, you know, like, okay, look at the Zelda they've got now, the Wind Waker. Wouldn't it be nice to see, like, maybe another game based on Zelda on the Cube, using like the grown-up style Link, or even another one using the cel-shaded look, you know, but a totally different adventure, not so water-based.
That would be awesome.
Use those licenses. They don't have a Donkey Kong game out yet. We've got one Metroid game, which is the first one we've seen since the Nintendo. I mean, if they put out, you know, just one or two more games for each of their, you know, great license, each of their characters, I guess, you know, I mean, because even Yoshi has his own game. Think about how many games people would all of a sudden want to buy. We get one Mario Kart. Why don't they make a second one later on?
But the Cube needs to come out with a Mega Man.
That's owned by Capcom. They went, they're doing a lot of Sony stuff lately. Even though they did Zelda for the Game Boy Advance.
And Game Boy's owned by Nintendo, right?
Uh-huh. And they have that stupid Link cable thing to their GameCube, you know, where you can hook up your GameCube to your Game Boy Advance, and, you know, it seems like a stupid gimmicky little thing that not a lot of games are going to use it. Like the System Link thing for the Xbox, and the original PlayStation 1, I think, had something like that, too.
Or Xbox Live.
You know, yeah, yeah, even like Xbox Live. Like, at this point, they just don't use it enough to make it even worth it.
Yeah, it's the same story. I mean, it would be kind of cool to sit there with your Game Boy Advance, you know, try, you know, looking down at your football players, plays on your little screen, you know, just like the old Dreamcast with a little screen they had on there.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's a good idea, you know, and for Zelda, I think they have it set up where you have like a little character, like a little fairy that floats around you or something, and if you have a Game Boy hooked up to it, you get to see like a extra hidden stuff on the map or something. I mean, that's kind of neat and all, but, I mean, still, that's okay. Two things that, you know, or one game, I guess. You know what? Metroid has something too. Okay, so two games that they have that utilize this cable. I'm sure there's more, but they're obviously not huge big name games because I didn't hear about them.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, I don't know. I like the idea of doing this like hypothetical question thing, you know, or what ifs and or some kind of question of the week. So I'm gonna try to keep coming up with stuff like that. But both of you guys sound like you're half asleep tonight.
Oh, well, you're in a section of stuff I don't.
I got a what if. What if Microsoft bought Nintendo?
That'd be fucking crazy.
That would give them a market share. That would give them 30% of the market right now.
That's true, huh?
That would give them access to all of Nintendo's awesome engineers, who are some of the best engineers. Honestly, in my opinion, I think they're some of the best engineers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Microsoft did it all wrong. I said it in the beginning, I'll say it again. They did it all wrong from the beginning. They were trying to make a PC, a video game console, and it wasn't a smart idea.
Yeah, it wasn't, but I think, from all the rumors I've heard, Sony's going to try to do that with their PlayStation 3.
Real? No. The PlayStation 3, I read up about that. It's going to be based on distributed computing. So the original idea was they were just going to have like a multiprocessor system running Linux, and that was going to be the PlayStation 3. But then they're working on I think they're going to use Motorola chips, and it's going to be multiple processors working together, and the operating system is going to be Linux. But I don't think it's going to be a PC.
I heard about a lot of that. I heard about most of that. I didn't mean it was going to be a PC, but it's going to be your central entertainment center. And they were even hinting that you might not end up buying games for it. I think that's bullshit. I know that you're going to end up going to the store and seeing PlayStation 3 games all over the place. But they're talking about it's everything you do is going to be like downloadable. And I don't think that's a good idea at all.
But they mean like when you go to play a game, you got to download it?
Exactly.
Screw that. I'll say it's innovative. I mean, that's about it.
I don't think it's a good idea. The last thing I want to do is fucking sit there and wait while my broadband connection is, you know, busy downloading a game that I just paid $50 for on my credit card to Sony over the internet, and I have to, you know, pray to God the connection comes across, you know, just fine, that I don't get disconnected for whatever reason. It's going to cut my computer off because, you know, I'm probably downloading something or doing whatever on with my computers with my internet connection also. The last thing I need to do is tie it up with fucking my game console to grab games and shit.
Hey, it's bad enough you already got to wait while it's loading.
Yeah, the Xbox is pretty good about the loading times, it seems, though, because they stream most of that crap off the hard drive. That's why it seems pretty fast. But so, I talked to you yesterday, Ode. I finally beat Xenosaga.
Right on.
I mean, watched it all the way through. Yeah, I played it, right? Yeah, that's what I meant. Come on, that was funny. You guys are killing me here today. Jesus Christ, I feel no energy in your guys' voices here.
See what happened was? My girlfriend got here on Thursday. So, Thursday night, 12 o'clock p.m., I had to go get her from the airport.
Last night,
yeah, basically. So, you know, I was up till 2 or 3 in the morning. Told her I had to work. Last night, I had to have her at the airport, this morning, I had to have her at the airport at 3 o'clock this morning.
I imagine our audience of two, you know, but...
No, I'm pretty sure there's three.
Three, you're right.
Yeah, we got at least three people that listen to this.
And we put them all to sleep already today.
Oh, totally.
Fucking A.
Not my fault.
Well, if you gotta go, if you're tired, dude, take off.
Well, I was going to talk about the cool sticker in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Sticker in the movie? Oh, yeah.
Well,
sticker
I got...
in the movie.
We got a lot of stuff left to go before we get to the movie section, or at least a little bit. I mean, it's actually not that much, actually, the more I look at it. But I just wanted to say, I did beat Xenosaga. I stand by that game. It's fucking incredible. I loved it. The story's amazing. I mean, it's incredible. The only complaint I had with it was that it was that one part where I got stuck and I was just totally defeated and didn't want to play anymore because it just got very unbalanced. It just got really unbalanced on that second to last level, and it kind of just wore me out, and I had to walk around for a while, level up my guys, and it was just insanely boring, and I didn't feel like playing it. So I finally got past that level. Then I didn't play it after that because I thought, well, man, I'm going to have to do this again. I'll just put it off for a couple days. And so I didn't play again. And then when I finally picked it up, two days ago, all of a sudden I found that it was totally balanced again, and I flew through it and got to the last boss and had to fight him. Well, that took a little while because he's kind of cheap, but, you know, I was able to beat it. The ending is incredible. It is so awesome. These are the kind of games that I want to see on a computer, but it's never going to happen. I never get to play role-playing games this good on the PC. They're just not these, they don't have what these Japanese games have. And of course, you know, they're releasing and, you know, in the next Xenosaga, whenever. I don't know when it's supposed to be coming out. But I really wish they would hurry it up so I could get my hands on the next one. Hooks probably hasn't seen it, but I know you have. Oh, you know Dot Hack?
Yeah.
Okay, they've got Dot Hack Infection. That's out. And I just got that a little bit ago. I bought it just so I'd have it here ready to play when I got around to it. And that game's only been out for just a few months now, and the new one, I can't remember what it's called, the second one, is already coming out here in just a little bit, and they've already got release dates for the third and fourth game.
A little bit thinking ahead, are they?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure they're all using the same engine and stuff, but you know what? That is so cool. If you're trying to tell an epic story, give it to us quick. Don't make us wait, like, fucking 4 years. At this rate, I'll be playing Xenosaga 6 in, like, 2015.
Dot Hack Infection, from what I understand, the graphics aren't as good as Xenosaga.
Oh, I'm sure they're not, dude. Xenosaga is top fucking notch.
It cranked that PS2 for all it was worth.
Dude, it does, too. I mean, it really pushes it. And I'm glad, because after playing Suikoden 3, I thought Suikoden 3 was a fun game, but graphically it was kind of... I mean, it wasn't just like they weren't good enough. It was like they were almost so bad, like the graphics were so bad they kind of pointed themselves out all the time. I remember I continually noticed how poor the graphics were in that game.
That they did it on purpose?
No, they didn't do it on purpose. I just thought it was unusual that I noticed, considering, it's like I sit around and I'm playing Final Fantasy 1 all day today, you know, and it's like, well, who am I to pick on Suikoden 3, you know? But anyway, I got a chance to play last couple days some games that I wouldn't normally play, and this is pretty cool because, you know, I think I'm a little too narrow-minded on some of these games, and everybody knows I bought my PlayStation 2 strictly for the role-playing games, and you know what? I reinforced my beliefs this whole week, actually. I've been playing other stuff, trying to get a feel for what it is that people are actually playing on their PlayStations other than role-playing games and sports games, because I cannot figure out why Sony has their PlayStation 2 so popular that anybody would, you know, that so many of them are sold. I played Ratchet and Clank, and I didn't like it at all. You know that adventure one, the platformer game?
Never even heard of it.
It's kind of like Jak and Daxter, you know, like Mario Brothers, like Mario 64 and Sunshine, like a platform 3D game.
Well, dude, but you grab any three random games from the Xbox, and most of them are going to suck anyway. It's the same story. You got to grab the good games for the PlayStation 2.
Did you grab
War of the Monsters? Grab,
You grab any 10 random games for the PlayStation, they're going to suck, though.
Most will, yeah. Same thing with the Xbox. The only console that doesn't have a plethora of sucky games is the GameCube, but that's only because they only have, like, 20 games.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. They don't have that many. But, I mean, these games I hear good things about. Okay, the ones I was playing. Ratchet and Clank, I didn't like it. The controls were difficult. The characters were bland. It just... Fucking, I don't know. After talking about Jak 2 last week or the show before that, it sounded so cool. I had to check out some of these platformers on the PlayStation, and it was weak. It didn't strike me as well thought out or very well play tested. This is the kind of shit I expected to see on a console on Sony's machine, though. So I was pretty upset about that. Then I played Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, dude, that's gotta be fun.
Okay, have you played it yet?
No, but it looks cool.
It looks cool, and it's not on the Xbox, by the way.
Bastards.
I know. I looked for it, and it did, at least at Amazon's website, they only have it listed for the PlayStation and the GameCube. And I'll tell you what, man, this game, it fucking sucks. It seems like every other simple wrestling game with bad controls, mediocre graphics, wrapped in a rapper's clothes, though, slap their music on there, and they're selling it based off of the rapper's names. I swear to God, it's weak.
Well, that's like buying BMXXXX and saying that the PlayStation 2 sucks because of that.
I'm not saying the PlayStation 2 sucks. I'm just saying this game sucks. You know, I have no problem with my PlayStation. I love it for the role-playing games, and that's the reason I bought it. So I am totally okay with that. I'm just saying I thought it would be nice to get out and just get a feel for what else is out there that's not a role-playing game on Sony's console here, and I don't fucking see it, man. I don't know what I'm missing. I even played Guilty Gear X2, and that wasn't that great of a fighting game. Oh, I was talking about Def Jam Vendetta. What I can't understand is this game is getting great reviews everywhere. So is it just me?
Gamester got great reviews everywhere, too.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, have you guys played this? Have you checked it out and liked it or hated it or what?
I haven't had a chance to play it because the only thing I have is Xbox.
Yeah.
But I have some somewhat bad news.
What?
There's beeping that has a battery low, so I'm going to keep talking until the damn thing just dies and disconnects me.
Well, squeeze in your movie. Talk about the movie.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I watched this movie the other night with my girlfriend called Knockaround Guys, and it's got Dennis Hopper, John Malkovich, Vin Diesel, Seth Green. Very good movie. Yeah. And it's basically about modern mafia for the most part, and it's got a little bit of shoot 'em up thing, but for the most part, awesome movie. And Vin Diesel's a badass.
That guy's a fag.
Badass.
No.
Bullet in the shoulder, dude. And he acts like acts like he's a pinched nerve or something.
Crazy. You saw that too, right, Ode?
Yeah, Knockaround Guys is a great movie. Vin Diesel, he plays a thug in it, but whether or not you like Vin Diesel, he's only one of the co-stars in the movie. It had a great story. It was a good movie. It wasn't like earth shattering. Like this is the second coming to Fight Club. This is. But I'd say it was a great movie.
Very good movie. Yeah.
The hell is it about?
Basically, it's about a money transfer that goes wrong, and a small town police station that has somewhat of an ego problem. So, without giving it away and going too much into it. Yeah, ruining it at all for you. That's basically what it's about.
No.
No?
No.
I mean, I was just really selling, but to me it seemed like they should have delivered money and it wasn't there because the guy, dinked a little bit.
It's basically about a kid who's the son of a mobster and he's trying to impress his dad the whole movie. And in the end of having to go through this whole thing with that, Hooks was talking about with the situation in the town with the egos, where there was a cash transfer going on and the game dropped off in this town. It was worth watching. It's a good movie.
I'll have to check it out because I'm not sure what you guys just told me.
Business to pipe then.
Alright. I'm going to cut you off, actually, Hooks, because you're fucking way too quiet again.
I can't help it, dude. It's my phone.
How come you sound fine half the time?
Because, I don't know.
Because you're like watching fucking TV and talking real quiet.
I am telling you, I am not watching TV.
Alright. Anyway, also I played ATV Power Quad Racing 2. That sucked too. The controls sucked. The graphics sucked.
Which console?
PlayStation 2. You know what? We've definitely gone our hour, so I'm just gonna skip the other crap I wanted to talk about. So I wanted to talk about SSX 3 a little bit, but
Boarding?
Huh? Yeah, the snowboarding one. Yeah, it's actually, I don't know, the second one was a lot of fun, but, I mean, maybe I'll save that for next week then. I also have a hardware review on PlayStation 2 and Xbox remote controls, and I thought it would be perfect to do today, because I know we all have all these controls, so we could talk about that, but we might have to do that some other time, because his phone's dying, and I don't know. I'll save it for next week, I guess. But I did watch a few movies. I finally got to see Shanghai Knights.
Oh, good movie, huh?
It was, you know what? I liked it. I did. I did like it. The first half of it, though, it just seemed like I was expecting some kind of, like, fantastic Shanghai Noon 2 kind of thing, you know? And it's like, I think I set my goal too high right off the bat. And I started to get kind of let down by it. And then about halfway into the movie, it got really cool again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of kick-ass Jackie Chan action going on. And that chick who plays his sister is fucking gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Damn, and she's got some moves, too.
Yeah, but she's just a little flat.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a nice ass.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Awesome. X2 Friday.
Huh?
What?
X-Men 2 Friday.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's some other movie coming out, too, that everybody's all...
The Matrix?
Well, one. Yeah, we got a bunch. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Coming out next week.
You realize that there are computer nerds everywhere that just can't wait?
I can't wait. I want to see it, but I'll be working. That's my last night at work, that Friday night.
You're going to have to watch it Saturday on the matinee.
I guess so, huh? Oh, and you know what? Wolf will be back then. He's on the plane, like, right now.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, give SARS the whole theater. Let's, you know.
Dude, if his ass has a cold, man.
Dude, I'm staying the fuck away, huh? But yeah, I can't. I am expected to hang out with him for the next 2 days.
Hey, if he gives you a ride to the theater, that's worth it.
Hey, you guys come down here. You can fucking call me, too.
Yeah, we will. We will. I'm sure we'll get down there. We'll all go see it.
Got this weekend off.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Friday's my last night.
Okay.
You know what? I also, speaking of Vin Diesel, I watched Triple X also.
Is that good?
Dude, I didn't get it at all, man. It was a weak action movie with a bunch of nonsense video game references in it.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. Like, it just seemed silly to me. Like, every so often they'd throw in some kind of reference to video games just for the sake of, you know, oh, how can you, shoot that gun so well? Or what does he say? You know, I played a lot of first-person shooter games, you know. I mean, what the fuck?
The hell?
Yeah.
Triple X was one of those action movies where it just had everything you like in the action movie and no story to get in the way.
Fuck, it was weak. There was no... Yeah, I don't know, man. You gotta have some kind of story, some reason to follow the fucking movie. I thought it was so boring. And then he says, what happens? Remember they're like shooting some cops, or shooting some guys, and the cop doesn't want to start shooting at him, and he goes, stop thinking proud policeman, think PlayStation, and starts shooting the place up.
Well, yeah, he had to get a bazooka on the ground.
Dude,
you get a bazooka, stop thinking cop, think PlayStation.
It was just fucking weak. It was almost like it was like an afterthought, man. Let's get all the gamers watch this movie by putting all these game references into it.
Yeah. I liked it.
I don't know. I watched Stealing Harvard also. I
watched that shit.
It was dumb.
You know what, man? I try to give Tom Green a fair chance. That guy is on a different level. He doesn't make me laugh a whole lot.
No, me neither. I fucking hate Tom Green.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, I know, he's a fucking retard. I hate Tom Green, but I really love Jason Lee, and he's the reason I picked up the movie in the first place. It was pretty funny. I watched it a couple times, you know, I was just like sitting around, I just let it play while I was doing other things, and it definitely not a movie to buy. It was entertaining to watch once, I think. I mean, good for a laugh, though. It wasn't a total waste. Alright, I guess we're done.